I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Lloyd Nolan was in the movies for a full half century, from 1935 to 1985. He played Private Eye Michael Shane in a series of films, and he appeared in movies like Peyton Place, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and Guadalcanal Diary. Claire Trevor starred with John Wayne in Stagecoach and was nominated three times for an Oscar, winning in 1948 for her role in Key Largo. And she was active in film for 54 years, from 1933 to 1987. And for a few brief weeks in 1944, Lloyd Nolan and Claire Trevor starred in the detective comedy, I guess that's what you'd call it, Results Incorporated. It all started when ex-circus performer, now Private Eye, Johnny Strange put two ads in the newspaper, one advertising his unique services, the other looking for a secretary who was blonde, beautiful, and single. And Terry Travers, who answered that ad, was all that and more. The series lasted just 3 months, though. An educated guess as to why it ended so quickly was that Lloyd Nolan and Claire Trevor were both just too busy making movies to commit to any more than the 12 episodes that aired. This is the first show of the series from October 7, 1944. It's called The Haunted House.
Presenting Lloyd Nolan and Claire Trevor in a new radio series, Results Incorporated.
Something for you, sir?
I want to run two ads in your paper.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want this one in the personal column, all capital letters.
Very well, let's see. Results Incorporated, your problem is our problem. We'll locate your long-lost uncle, work your crossword puzzles, hold your baby. Where others fail, we succeed. Contact Johnny Strange, room 201 security building. Well, I must say that's
rather... Well, now, here's the other ad. Help wanted female.
Oh. Wanted secretary. Blonde, beautiful, between 22 and 28 years, unmarried, with a skin you love to touch and a heart you can't. Apply Johnny Strange, Results Incorporated security building. Mr. Strange, couldn't we make the wording just a little less flamboyant?
Now, listen. I'm not advertising for a professor of classical literature. I want results, sister. Results. Results Incorporated. Johnny Strange speaking. Oh, yeah, the phone works, except nobody calls. When did you connect it? Oh, just now. Say, I asked for a long extension cord, you know. I didn't get it. I like to walk around the room when I'm talking on the phone. I think on my feet, not the seat of my pants. Oh, the war, huh? Oh, sure, I understand. No, don't mention it. Oh, hello.
Looks like the sheriff got here first. There's Mother Hubbard's cupboard. Now, let's see how it can be improved.
Well... Don't mind me. I just stepped out of the wallpaper.
Only one desk and two chairs. Well, we'll certainly need more furniture. And I guess three or four pictures will fix up the walls and bright orange drapes for the windows.
Anything wrong with my necktie?
Yes, it's much too loud. Neat view from the window. I can always look across at the bank clock until lunchtime.
Okay, it's a good gag. Now, who are you? What do you want?
You advertised for a secretary, didn't you?
Yeah,
but... All right. Where's the coat closet?
Now, look, sister, I haven't
hired you. Well, the ad says secretary blonde, beautiful, between 22 and 28.
Yeah, that's...
And I fill all three, so I'm hired.
Now, hold on, will you? Are you married?
Nope. Say, haven't you got any coat hangers in this closet?
No, not yet. How about the skin you love to touch and a heart you can't?
Try both, brother. Just try.
Mm-hmm. And the salary?
25% commission, my hospital bills, and bail money.
Yeah, you catch on quick. What's your name?
Travis. Teresa Travis.
Okay, Terry. Now, about your references.
Oh, excuse me. Good morning, Results Incorporated. Yes, madam.
What is it, a customer?
I think so.
Well, let me talk to her.
Yes, madam. Just one moment, please. What's our business?
Oh, it is anything, everything.
Oh, whatever your problem is, we can solve it. Yes, madam. And your name, please? Oh, thank you, Mrs. Farnsworth. Goodbye.
No, wait. I said to let me talk to her.
Why should you? I've got the sales personality.
Oh, you got the... Now, look, before considering yourself hired, let's hear some of your past tense.
In chronological order?
If you don't mind.
Well, let's see. A reporter on hometown paper, a lingerie model.
Could be. Well, go ahead.
Magician's helper, sawed in half twice daily, three times on Sunday. Then secretary to a show producer.
Right in the lap of the entertainment field.
No, on the lap.
And after that?
Secretary for Results, Incorporated.
Just what makes you think you'd like to work for me?
Well, your ad sounded intriguing. And I have a hunch you won't do me any good, but it'll be exciting.
Yeah, you're right. Johnny Strange is a cross between a public riot and the seven-year itch.
Well, with chin guards and flea powder, I ought to survive. Now, let's hear your true confession.
Well, at 17, slide trombone player at Haley's Traveling Circus, news reporter for one winter, deckhand unafraid at the South America, detective, and then this.
Well, the man is versatile.
Yeah. You got any hobbies?
Yes, photography and murder mystery stories. I read them by the hour.
Oh, no, not in my time you don't. You pretty good with the camera?
Well, there's been worse.
I guess you'll do. But only for a...
Am I intruding?
Oh, no. Oh, no, not at all. Come
in. Is this Results Incorporated?
In person.
Oh, then you're Johnny Strange.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mrs. Farnsworth.
Yes, Mrs. Farnsworth. Oh, please come in.
Come in. Won't you take this chair, Mrs.
Yes,
Farnsworth?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Oh, I do hope I came to the right place. When I read your ad this morning, I thought perhaps you might be able to help me.
Results guaranteed, Mrs. Farnsworth. Now, what can we do for you?
Well, can you find me a haunted house?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing too hot. Hey, did you say a haunted house?
Yes, sir. You see, I write mystery stories, and I need atmosphere quite badly.
Oh, you write mystery stories. How interesting. But, I don't place your name, Mrs. Farnsworth.
Well, you see, I use a pen name, Beverly Hester.
You're Beverly Hester?
Yes.
Why, then you wrote Murder and Fables. Oh, it was so lovely and gruesome. I couldn't keep a thing on my stomach all the time I was reading it. Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, Johnny, we've got to help her.
I've been to a number of real estate agents, but they won't take me seriously when I ask to rent a haunted house.
Well, do you want it with or without clanking chains?
Oh, I want everything. And if possible, no near neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, I would prefer a ghost of a murdered person.
Yeah. Well, all right, Mrs. Farnsworth. We'll look around and see what we can find.
Yes, and I'll take snapshots of the places so you can decide which looks the most promising.
Oh, that would be splendid. And when would you let me know?
Well, you can check with us, say, day after tomorrow.
Oh, well, then I'll see you on Thursday afternoon. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mrs. Farnsworth, there's one thing more.
Yes?
We didn't set a fee, you know.
Oh, no, we didn't. Would that $200 be all right?
Well, I think so. That is, if it doesn't take more than 2 days.
Oh, good. Then goodbye until Thursday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Farnsworth.
Well, Jerry, my girl, Results Incorporated is now a going business.
Yes, if we get a personal introduction to a ghost. I don't get it. We hear there's a haunted house here in Ashley Junction, and when we get here, nobody seems to know about it.
I got a hunch they know about it, all right. The way we act, they act when we ask them.
Well, why won't they tell us anything?
Well, maybe they're scared. Say, how about trying the old geezer sitting on the curb over there?
Well, I suppose one more won't kill us.
Afternoon, Skipper.
Eh?
We understand there's a haunted house in these parts. You know about it?
A real haunted house?
Or a reasonable facsimile of the same.
Ever been in a haunted house?
No.
And the Barnsdale place ain't for you.
Oh, the Barnsdale place, huh?
Dad gummit, went and told.
Hey, where is this place?
I know it's out of town. Folks hereabouts pretty worried over the goings on lately. And me, well, I guess nobody can catch what I know.
Oh, lovely. Oh, you'll tell us, though, won't you?
Well.
Oh, please. Sure.
Well, promise you'll tell us all?
Oh, we promise.
Well, about 7 years ago, old Albert Barnsdale was murdered. Yes, sir, strangled he was. Some folks claim old Albert returned to haunt the place. Leastwise, nobody will go near the doggone house. I was sort of caretaker until a couple months ago. Then things began to happen. Doors are banging and sneezing sounds. Only Albert was succeeding. He was strangling all over again. I tell you, it was more than a buddy could stand.
Johnny, it sounds perfect.
Yeah. Say, where is this place, partner?
Why, 3-4 miles out the old Hadley Road. Remember your promise, though. Real estaters would run me out of the country if I got to win that spot to sale for them.
You can trust us. Come on, Johnny, come on.
And thanks, partner.
Say, if we have any luck, I'll drop you a ghost card.
And no joke, matter. Come nightfall, you wish you weren't another part of the country, Dagnum, because I know I can hang around.
Our headlights were brighter, Johnny.
Yeah. The old duffer didn't exaggerate. This drive would give Karloff the jitters.
You know, I don't mind visiting haunted houses, but why in the middle of the night?
Mrs. Farnsworth wants atmosphere. How are you going to get in the mood at high noon?
Okay, so we stumble through the house in pitch dark and keep a tally card on our goose pimples.
No, it won't be pitch dark. I got a flashlight.
No.
Hey, you scared?
No, not me. But I don't like to do things the hard way, that's all. Oh, don't look now, but I think we're at the end of the trail.
Yep. Yeah, this must be it.
Hallelujah. Woo! This is the answer to our prayers, all right. A broken down house, dark looking trees, and not a neighbor in miles.
Mm-hmm. You got your camera and the flash bulbs?
Yep, all set. Let's remember these creaking stairs when we report to Mrs. Farnsworth.
Yeah. Well, might as well find out if there's any ghosts in the home.
No, don't be silly. Open the door and go in.
Okay. Ah, boy. This is atmosphere for you.
Mm-hmm.
$36 an ounce variety.
You mean 18 scarabs.
Now, that's all. Come on, better get a picture.
All right. Quicker than you can say Albert Barnsdale.
That's good. Now, let's get one of this old staircase before it tumbles down.
You know, I'm disappointed. Albert ought to be floating down it in a haze of blue light and a baritone moan. Well, now that's more like it. I wish this camera will give the sound.
Hey. Yeah, that flash bulb makes a lot of light. Must be the library, minus the books.
Oh, look at the cobwebs and the dust.
Yeah.
No wonder Albert goes around sneezing. God bless you.
I didn't sneeze.
You didn't sneeze?
No.
Look, Johnny, let's get a picture of this room and go home. Hmm? Well, what are you doing with that candlestick?
I thought I'd like to take it home as a souvenir. Can't get the darn thing off the mantle. Stuck or built in or something.
What's that?
Hey, the mantle's moving.
Johnny! Johnny, look!
Well. How do you like that? That candlestick opens a moving mantle leading into a secret passageway. Say, Bob Hope couldn't do any better.
Johnny, I don't like it.
Wait, it's perfect. Mrs. Farnsworth, they'll kiss us for this.
You're not going into that hole in the wall, are you?
Oh, here, look. Now, you just take a picture of it for Mrs. Farnsworth. Say, if this doesn't sell her, nothing will. I'll stand here right by the side of the passageway. You snuff the two of us.
Oh, all right. Ready?
Let it go.
Ah, Johnny!
Don't do that.
Johnny, get away from there, quick!
What is it?
Johnny, quick!
Now, look, honey, don't let your nerves...
I saw it. I saw two hands reach for you right out of the wall. And then the most horrible thing.
Second act of Results Incorporated, starring Claire Trevor as Teresa Travis and Lloyd Nolan as Johnny Strange, finds Terry and Johnny in the clothes closet of their new office. It has been converted into a dark room. At this moment, Johnny and Terry are anxiously waiting the outcome of the pictures taken the night before.
Those pictures ready yet?
No, you'll have to look at them in the tray here.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is the staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the library. Then there's a... Hey, Terry, look.
Right, what's wrong?
That shot of the secret panel. You know when you screamed?
Those hands. In the face.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't seeing things.
Oh, golly. A couple of seconds more and I'd have been a ghost.
But who is it? What is it?
Hey, wait a minute. I've seen that face. In a newspaper or a magazine or something.
Yeah.
Say, I know now. It's Eddie Carson, the killer.
What?
Remember, They had him in the insane asylum, but he broke out a little over 2 months ago, remember? It was in all the papers.
But why is he hiding in the Barnsdale place?
Well, he must have figured nobody go near it. If they heard anything strange or got suspicious, they'd chalk it up to Albert. Hey, wait! Now I remember why they put Eddie Carson away. He's the nut who strangled old Albert Barnsdale. Now we're getting somewhere.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to phone the police.
No, wait. Wait, we've got something big here. The police all over the state have been searching for Carson, Eddie Carson. Now, if we were to capture him...
Now, honey, you shouldn't drink that film to the
Oh, listen, you big galoot. It would make us. Think of the publicity. Eddie Carson captured by the president of Results Incorporated. How would that look on the front page?
You know, sweetheart, I think you've got something.
Well, then we'll do it.
Yeah, but don't ask me how.
And don't forget, Eddie Carson is more than a murderer. He's insane.
Well, he's got nothing on us. Come on.
Right now?
Well, sure. There's no time to lose. Carson might duck out after seeing us. And besides, no more night work for me. I'm going to do my capturing in broad daylight when I can see what I'm doing. Well, the meter read a quarter of a tank full when we left. Anyway, we only got a short way to go.
That's swell, except for one thing. In another half hour, it'll be darker than a stack of black cats.
Well, we can't wait till morning. Carson might clear out, then where'd we be?
Alive.
Hey, look, there's a car coming.
That's a fine time. We're practically there.
Howdy, partner.
Hey! That's your car back down the road, Pete?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you better gas it up and get out of these parts.
Why?
Well, we're having a practice blackout tonight. No driving after dark. Except for us air raid warden.
Oh, are you an air raid warden?
Well, that's my helmet in the back seat. What are you folks up to?
We were thinking of renting the Barnsdale place. You know, we thought we'd look it over.
I don't know what you'd want that place for. Nobody's lived there in years.
How about Albert, the spook?
Folly, Doddle. Everybody in town believes in Albert. But they poo-poo me when I say Ashley Junction may have an air raid. Well, I've got to be getting on the way. Remember, no light. Blackout starts right after sundown.
Yeah. So long, partner.
Well, there goes our last contact with civilization. Now all we have to do is sneak up and salt the birdie's tail.
Check.
How? Or is it a trade secret?
Strategy, my pet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use finesse on Mr. Carson.
What kind of finesse?
You get him to focus his attention in your direction. I'll do the rest.
I see. While I show him my vaccination mark, you'll conk him.
You're positively psychic. Now, quiet down. Don't make any noise.
Okay. Now is the time for a good man to come to the other party.
Stop mumbling. I know you can type.
Careful with that flashlight. Oh.
Hey, come on. Let's head for that library on the secret panel.
Yep, and junipers. Listen to this floor.
Shh. Ow!
Johnny, quiet!
Oh, I tripped over a blasted shovel.
Shovel? Well, what is it doing here?
Well, what's the difference? Come on.
Do you think he's heard us?
I don't know. Yeah, the library should be on the other side of this door. Here. Now, take my hand. Keep close. Don't make it... Ow!
Oh, Johnny, the flashlight!
Snap out of it. Terry! Terry! Are you all right?
My head. What happened?
Now listen, beautiful. We're locked up. We're cooped.
Eddie Carson?
Yeah. He slugged us and then he locked us in this storeroom.
Where's your flashlight?
It's gone.
Is there any way out?
No, I haven't found one.
Well, how about a window?
It's barred.
Johnny, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
How long do you think we've been here?
I don't know. I can't see any light in the village, so they must have started the blackout. Hey.
Johnny, listen.
The gentleman brings a lantern.
And a gun.
You couldn't keep away from me, could you?
Oh, well, we don't see many celebrities like you, Mr. Carson.
Oh? I guess you don't at that. I'm about the most famous guy around here. Hey, what's that there on the floor?
Oh, that's my camera.
Hey! Yeah, I felt the breeze from that one.
I thought I saw something moving in the shadows. I hate shadows. They sneak up on you.
Well, you're scared of Albert, huh?
No. No, not Albert. He's dead. I strangled him 7 years ago. Made a nice grave for him, too. And then I dug him up. Would you like to meet Albert?
Well, why not? Sure,
oh,
yeah.
Sure.
I keep him here in this closet till it's time for me to strangle him again. Say hello to everybody, Albert. Go on, say hello.
Johnny, the closet's empty.
Yeah. So is my head for getting you into this mess.
Now that you've met Albert, I think I can keep all of you in the same closet. You can talk to each other till the graves are dug.
The graves?
You didn't think I'd leave you lay around on top, didn't you? I was brought up decent.
Terry, the finesse.
The what?
The act, giving the business.
Oh, yes. Mr. Carson, please don't go yet.
Why?
I want you to pose for a portrait.
Portrait?
Yes, if I'm going to die now, I'd like to die knowing I'd done something really big in my life, like taking the picture of Eddie Carson.
Yeah?
Yes, bring your lantern and stand over there by the window.
Well,
I've never seen a good picture of you, Mr. Carson. You know, you're much handsomer than those pictures in the paper.
Keep it
up.
Yeah?
Oh, of course. Now, come on. Let's get over to the window here and pose. This is going to be something special.
Okay. Sure. If it's going to be something special. Say, can I have the film when it's done?
Oh, of course you can. And whenever you look at it, I hope you'll remember little Terry. Oh, just wonderful.
Hey, this is getting monotonous.
I can't help it. I don't like shadows.
Now, Mr. Carson, please. I can't take your picture if you're going to move around.
All right. I won't look at the shadows.
Oh, that's a boy. Now, don't get scared when my camera makes a big light.
Yeah, and if you have any reflexes, watch where you point that gun, please.
Okay, here we go.
That was fun. Do it again. This time, get my profile. I've got a swell profile.
All right, you're the boss. Just give me a second to fit in another bulb here.
Here, Eddie, put on my necktie. It'll make you look nice.
Get back in the corner.
I don't like things around my neck. You know, I was just thinking. Albert had the strangest look on his face when I strangled him the first time. He gurgled. And his eyes... Hey, I ought to have everything in keeping. Instead of shooting, I could hang you two.
Oh, by all means, hang us. Now, just one more picture and then I'm out of flashbulbs.
Oh, shucks.
You know, I read of an interesting strangling once. The murderer tossed the rope over the limb of a tree and tied a man to each end of the rope, and when they tried to struggle, they strangled each other. Oh, it was marvelous, really. Well, I'm all set. Hold it now. There you are.
Tossed a rope over the limb of a tree, huh? Say, that's a good idea. I'll do that to you. I ain't never tried that one. I'll be back. I gotta get those spades done and find some rope.
That's nice going, pal. You finessed us up good.
Oh, well, I was only making conversation. Besides, what about you? I thought you were going to slip Carson the old Johnny Strange one, too. I gave you the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, with him taking pot shots at shadows every 2 seconds?
Well, anyway, let's hope it works.
Let's hope... What are you talking about?
The flash bulbs, genius. Those flashers must have been seen in the village. We're in a blackout, remember?
Now, listen, sugar. Everybody in Ashley Junction is so pie-eyed scared of this joint, they wouldn't come near it if you hung out a neon sign reading charcoal broiled steaks. Mm. Well, I hope he makes my grave long enough.
Mm.
I never could sleep with my knees tucked under my chin.
Johnny?
Yeah?
What'll we do?
I don't know. Terry.
Yes?
I'm awfully sorry I got you in this jam.
Oh, that's all right, Johnny. I said you wouldn't do me any good, but... Well, at least it would be exciting.
Hmm. You were to get 25% of everything we took in. Looks like you're going to get 50% of this little hanging party.
Well, haven't you got any more strategy up your sleeve, General?
No. Fresh out. But I'll go down and try them.
Step out with your hands in the air.
Now, you can't get away with this, Carson.
Look who's telling who. Come on, get going. I'm going to get a bang out of this. I never seen two guys hang each other before.
Well, that goes double.
What's that? Hey! Hey in there! What's going on?
Who's that?
The police, Eddie. They got you cornered.
The police? How did they know I was here?
What, don't you remember those flash bulbs when your picture was taken?
That was a signal to close in?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't got me yet, and I'll get you before they get me.
Hey, there's another shadow. Look out behind you, Carson.
No!
Darn this...
All out of bullets, huh, Eddie?
Oh, Johnny, be careful.
I'll kill you with my fist.
Oh, you will, huh?
Yeah, I'll kill you.
Yeah, that's one I picked up from an old sea captain.
I'll get you with my fist.
And here's one I learned. You learn when you're a cop.
Ooh.
And to top it off, here's a little trick to pick up in the Marines. Here. Oops, a daisy.
Johnny. You all right?
Yeah, sure. Just about chewed all off my ear.
Hey, what's going on in here? Who fired them shots?
Oh, so you saw my flashes.
Yeah, a perfect blackout except for your booming house party. Say, what's that you're sitting on?
A gent named Eddie Carson.
Eddie Carson? Well, not the...
Yes, sir, partner, the Eddie Carson.
Well, what are you going to do with him?
We're going to splash him across page one of every paper in the state.
With pictures by Teresa Travis.
And results. By Johnny Strange. Results Incorporated, satisfaction guaranteed.
Police say that Carson was on the point of murdering both Miss Travis and Johnny Strange and had already prepared their graves when Strange gave battle and, after a hard struggle, overpowered
the
gunman.
Listen to this in the Herald. Mad killer captured by daring couple. Eddie Carson outwitted by pair of house hunters. John Strange and Teresa Travis, president and secretary, respectively, of the organization known as Results Incorporated. With
me, I hope I'm not intruding again.
Oh. Well, Mrs. Fondra,
how are you children today?
Oh, we're present and voting.
Have you got that house for me yet?
Mrs. Farnsworth, we have found you a house that has everything. There's a murderer, a ghost named Albert, a sliding panel, two attempted murderers, and a couple of unused graves.
And pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, how perfect. Then I'll give you my check right now.
Oh, well,
excuse me.
I get a pen.
Results Incorporated. Yes? What? Oh, one moment, please. Johnny?
Yeah?
It's the state penitentiary. They've just had a prison break. What's our price? Wholesale.
Lloyd and Claire, you certainly had us worried there for a minute. Say, what have you on tab for next week? Another comedy mystery?
Well, mystery, yes. Comedy? Well?
You see, in our next story, Lloyd, or that is Johnny Strange, has a most amazing adventure.
Yeah. It all starts out when a guy named Trezona hires us to locate his brother. Now, in tracking him down...
Johnny can't resist a late afternoon cocktail, so he stops in a local pub and orders a drink.
And the next thing I know, I'm on the floor, the place is deserted, a gun is in my hand, and a dead policeman is lying beside me.
And solving the mystery of what happens in that blank period, from the time Johnny takes the drink and when he wakes up with a gun in his hand, proves to be one of the most exciting experiences ever encountered by Results Incorporated.
Appearing in our cast tonight were Wally Mayer, Dee Benaderet, Joe Kearns, and Dick Ryan. Music was by Felix Mills. The script was written by Leonard St. Clair, and Bill Hampton is the editor. Our thanks to all of them, and our thanks to you for listening. This is Henry Shaw speaking.
From October 7, 1944, Results Incorporated and The Haunted House. Thanks for listening in the Old Time Radio Corner. I'm Dan Hughes.